Yeah, that part right there.
So, well, I got an idea for the police department. Don't send any cops there. You know? Cops won't get shot, and niggers won't have anything but niggers to shoot at. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, right. Seriously. And, you know, it's funny because I was outside of my place the other day, and the, you know, listening to those guys talking, they sound just like a lot of the people that live in my neighborhood.
What do you mean?
I guess you didn't get that.
Oh, I got you. I'm sorry. Actually, you know what I do want to hear? I want you to tell me the story you were telling me on the phone today earlier about
All right, well, here's my second submission.
Well, it's really not any kind of a, but yeah, what would happen is funny. You guys will love it.
Well, I work in one of the most Jew-infested towns in all of the United States, I'm going to say, not just New Jersey. It's called Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Anybody that's from Jersey knows what I'm talking about. It's inundated with pikes. So anyway, I went outside today and I noticed that there's little kikelings running around everywhere. And I'm not talking like, you know, obvious like big nose. I'm talking like, you know, the slacks, the white button down shirts and the yarmulkes, maybe 30 or so of them, right out in the parking lot at my work. And I'm like, oh my God. So I carry everywhere I go, I carry a little camcorder with me just for moments like that. So I got out and I started filming it, but I noticed that there was some kind of convention going on at the motel or the hotel next to my job, and there was just, you know, adults and little ones, and they're just running around raising hell in the parking lot. And on a side note, I just want to say, everywhere where I saw them in large groups, when we drove by later to look, there was trash all over the place. Apparently, Orthodox Jews just can't figure out how to not trash things. But anyway, so I noticed. They when they were unloading their little Jews, these Jews are renting like rider trucks instead of buses, and they're transporting them in trucks. Like, I don't know if that's legal or not. I'm thinking that it isn't. But they had a couple trucks.
Were some creative white nationalists to reroute the exhaust into the cabin there.
Seriously, well, a lot of them they had.
They say they did that during World War II. They had murder vans. Anyway,
oh yeah.
Go ahead.
But it makes me think, like I mean, this is how ridiculous these people are. Like, they probably did it to save a buck. Oh, the buses are too much money. Listen, if we go to ride it, we can just pack the little ones in the back. And they had a couple refrigerated ones, obviously, for their food, so that they have kosher food. So anyway, I jumped into action, and there's another guy at my work, who shall remain nameless for now, who's very quickly actually waking up to white nationalism, with a lot of information coming from me. But we had to go to a promotion for our job, so on the way out we decided to swing by and film them. And I got a couple shots of these kikes, spread out throughout the parking lot and the garbage that they left behind. And so on the way out, I said, you know what, I'm just going to leave the camera on. We stopped to get gas. So we traveled a total of a mile. So without even leaving the parking lot, we spot about 40 Jews. We leave the parking lot, and we go to get gas. And lo and behold, there's a couple brown men. I mean, classic Hindus with, like, da-dong-dong-dong music playing in the background. So I got that on film for everybody. And then we went to a cell phone store to do our promotion. And it's right on the edge of Camden. So as you can imagine, there was some people in the cell phone store, and I got a laugh because these bugs, they don't even have a sheet on their mattress. They all got to have their Blackberries. It's just like having RIM. Yeah, I'm not kidding, man. These bugs live for their phones, man. They love their phones, and it's like a competition in Camden to who has the best.
Maybe they think that Blackberry makes grape juice or something. I don't know, man.
I think it's like having a businessman. You know, the businessman carried a Blackberry. Now they a businessman. But in any case, if you can imagine, these Jews are transporting themselves in like rental trucks to get around, and I got to find out what the hell they were doing there. I don't even know what was going on. It was obviously some kind of Jew convention. There was a lot of them. I mean, there had to be 50 kids, and there's probably 30 kids outside, and maybe another 30 to 40 kids inside, you could see through the windows in, like, the conference rooms. These kids are just raising holy fucking hell in the conference rooms.
It's KikeCon 2007.
No, seriously, dude, something was going on in this place. I don't know what the fuck was going on. But, it, you know, it just goes to show, if you live in my area, so I traveled a mile and a half, and I filmed this. It just goes to show you what you're subjected to in New Jersey. And this is the nicer part. This is southern New Jersey.
It's a walk through the quah. A stroll through the quah.
So I'm going to make a video out of this, and it's going to be called, you know, 1 1/4 miles through Cherry Hill. And, you know, I'm subjected, on a 1 1/4 mile drive, I'm subjected to dozens of Orthodox Jews in my face. As soon as I stop to get gas, I'm subjected to these miserable brown motherfuckers who so obviously don't want to pump your gas and are just so, oh, they're just obviously so happy to help you out. And then as soon as I get to my destination, I'm just inundated with Camden bugs. I mean, this is what it's been subjected to, and it is kind of a funny story, and you got to laugh about it because they are packing their kids in Ryder trucks.
Is New Jersey one of those states where you can't pump your own gas?
Yes, you know, and thank God for that, to be honest, because I don't want to touch that filthy gas handle. But when I was a kid, Dietrich, you know, when I was a kid, we pulled up to get our gas pumped, and it was a white man who pumped our gas with the tip of his hat and cleaned our windshield and asked how we were doing. And this is not, you know, this is, I'm only 30 years old. I'm as old as you. Things have changed, man. You go to get your gas now, and it's some miserable brown jerk-off who sneers at you and doesn't speak English. And, you know, how many times I've caught them trying to not give me an extra 50 cents and hoping I'm not paying attention to the pump. And, you know, it's this world has gone to shit in my lifetime. I can't imagine what it's going to be like in New Jersey if my kid stays in New Jersey. You know, hats off to Stan for getting the hell out of here, man. I feel you, Stan. And I know he lived around here. He lived probably within 40 minutes of where I live. So, yeah, I mean.
But according to the song, Camden is the place to be.
Oh, yeah, well, it's filled with people who care and who always be there.
To rob your ass blind, nigga.
And, yeah, I worked in Camden. I used to refab homes just like, you know, like Adam says, he does in Detroit. And, yeah, man, it's the place is bad, dude. But they're all moving now. They're all moving up to the state capital, to Trenton. So, you know, there's really nothing left. And Trenton is right above Princeton. Princeton's a very rich neighborhood with high taxes and a lot of white people. It's they're encroaching. They're just getting closer and closer. White people, if you're listening, you're in Jersey, you're fucked. The Jew now owns the state capital. The Jew now houses these subhumans via your money, Section 8, or with your tax money via Section 8. You're paying for these niggers to live in your state. You're paying for these Jews to have Hispanics, you know, voted as senators. This is what's going on, man. And it's just in my little corner of the world, when I leave work for and take a two-minute drive down the street, I'm subjected to three different types of non-whites who are hostile to me. And, you know, I don't know. And you know, this guy that was with me, he's not a white national, but he said to me, you know what, you're so right. Like, you don't really realize how obvious it is until you're really looking for it. He's like, and you know, he comes into work and he says, oh, I was watching a TV commercial and I noticed this. And, you know, the white man was an idiot and this nigger came out and taught him how to save the world and blah, blah, blah. You know, if you tell people these things, like, look, tell people when you watch commercials, watch who the white man is, watch who the black man is. Who the Jewish guy is, watch who the white man is. It's really obvious what's going
There's
on.
There's no going back for your friend. You know what I mean? Newbie. I'm a newbie myself, and I know by the time you're there, he may fall out of it a time or two. Like, I had the same experience Hitler did. Like, Hitler said that he was going around Vienna saying, there's no way, no way, no way, you know, and he would just stay away from the pamphlets and not read or anything and just try to go back on about his life. And then he would see some social democrat protest and then here are these yids. And once he saw them, once you've got the glasses on and you see them, then there's no going back, man.
And you know how you're so right? Because he tells me that he argues with his parents about Jews now. And yeah, he's in, and you know, and it's a good thing because he's of good wholesome German stock. You know what I mean? He's a blonde, blue-eyed Aryan boy. He's more white than me. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. If anybody should be enlightened, it should be this blonde, blue-eyed kid who's 6'2" and has who's intelligent, has a life ahead of him. You know, can we bring Masher in? He has some mathematics to add to the whole Philadelphia situation as far as the murder rates and everything else.
Oh, sure. Yeah, let me bring him in.
And with the blackberries, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Megan Candy's got to have one.
You know, it's like cargo cult. Maybe they figure if they have a really good phone, that will allow them to communicate more effectively.
No, I mean, these people pull up in fucking junkers to this store. And I do promotions here a lot, like 2 times a week. And it's just nothing but TNB the whole time you're there. I mean, when these people talk to you, it's hilarious, dude.
Well, you know what's funny is a buddy of mine, he actually builds powerboats out here in California. And he tells me, hey, Mesh.
Hey there, Mesh.
How you doing?
All right.
But what I was saying was that, hold on a second. What's funny is that his salespeople now is because they'll get probably like once or twice a week, like niggers coming in to buy. I mean, these are like $150,000 power boats, and he starts laughing. He's like, going, casino's the way, I think. And he goes, you know, you're right. Every time these fucking motherfuckers come in here, you know, next thing I know, I got to deal with them, and they want to talk me down by like $150. They want it for free, and it's like, you know, now my salespeople want to leave. It's like every time one walks in, oh shit, you take him. No, you take him. I'm not taking him.
You know, oh man, that's how it is. If you ever wait tables, has anyone here ever waited tables?
Yes, I waited tables.
Waiters are the most racist people on the planet, I think. They will literally come to blows with one another not to take a table of blacks. Even blacks will.
I used to work at a steakhouse, which was notorious for having them come in. And,
yeah,
and we would do rock, paper, scissors and shit to get away from them.
Yeah, I would do rock, paper, scissors and then leave when I lost. Just both, man. I mean, because they will, not only do they just not tip you, as a matter of fact, I used to call them non-tippers, and if you say that fast enough, you kind of get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't want this table of non-tippers. You know, it was cool because I could say that. But not only do they just completely shaft you on the tip, but they run you like a mofo, as they would say. They would, they'll do anything to keep from, I mean, instead of buying lemonade, they'll ask you for water and lemon and sit there and make lemonade at their table. You know what I'm talking about?
You see, we had bottomless glasses, so you order one and you get it, but no.
I'd rather spend $1 on a
they'll
Coke.
They'll find their ways around it.
Yeah.
And plus the bread, they got to get 4 times more bread than anybody else.
Yeah. And I would see young blacks on a date, like young 20-somethings and like high school, college age, and I would see the guy like wouldn't even order anything. He would just eat bread, and the girl would be sitting there chowing down on this big ass plate of ribs.
I can't believe you called them college aged, and you mentioned blacks in the same sentence. Wow.
Well, they're the age. I'm not saying they're in college. I'm saying they are of the age of where some people.
Guys,
you guys
sound
college.
Very racist to me. I don't like this talk.
Oh, stop it!
You're making my bowels itch.
What I wanted to say to you guys is I got some numbers and percentages of population of Philadelphia, and I added some and did my own mathematics, which I'm not a math major for sure, but 63.25% of Philadelphia is Muds, Jews, Spics, and all other subhumans. So, and not only that, like I said, Jews, but They probably on the website consider Jews white, which they're not.
No,
they do. They always do. So you might add another percent or two to that, and that's the population in Philadelphia. I also wanted to show Mark and I talked about this earlier, but LA has more people in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
LA is number 2 or 3 in the country.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia's down to like 7 because Houston has more population than Philadelphia now. And
well, that's what surprised me so much.
Well, you know, it's
they were so quickly outpacing the murder rate in a place that was a much larger population.
If you go walk University City area in Philadelphia, where like University of Pennsylvania, Drexel University, all these colleges are, it's even in like the college area, you're looking at no joke 40% Indian. And some and other kinds, like, you know, like exchange students, in other words, and like 40% black.
Oh, yeah, I believe.
What, at a university?
In this area of Philadelphia called University City.
Oh, okay.
Where all these colleges are in one spot.
Well, universities love foreigners. That's one of the big problems with this system, is that not only do you have Bill Gates in front of Congress having Congress absolutely fillet him, but while he's demanding more, as in his words, quote, unlimited H-1Bs, to displace an unlimited amount of American workers that have decent jobs they can support a family on.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
No, not anymore because they can't get the jobs. They're still halfway decent jobs. They don't even save that much money. You know what? I love it. I talk to my old boss from time to time, and I've moved on, and I'm not not bitter about it or anything. Actually, I'm glad for the opportunity because I wasn't going to go to college or anything like that. I was just going to keep working with computers. But I talk to him from time to time, and he's aged 10 years in the last five.
Just from
dealing with these Indians, and I told him I was trying to get an idea of, you know, what's wrong. I mean, what are they doing wrong? And he didn't really want to put his finger on it. And he finally said, "Dietrich, if I gave them a hammer and set a can of Raid on the other side of the room and put them in a room full of ants and told them to get rid of the problem, they'd work on it with the hammer. They won't go out of their way to solve a problem in an elegant fashion. They'll sit there and pound on the hammer all day."
And yet, in these tech positions, they're being sent overseas to these people.
They're bringing them in.
I know a lot of people that are losing their jobs because of these subhumans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, me. I had a nice career. I was making enough money to, support a family and all that stuff with having a useless college music school degree. And, it was sold right out from under me. I had my own business. I was doing well. And it was just sold right out from under me. I mean, they will come in and can do for $6 an hour and live in the same house. And this is what this thing really is all about. It's about us subsidizing. It's just like what Russ was talking about earlier. It's the jobs that Americans don't want to do. Well, what that means is it's the job, let's say picking tomatoes, for instance, and I'll use that because there was a RAND study, say, and they used tomatoes, and they said that the price of a dozen tomatoes would go up a dime if we closed our borders.
Right.
Amazing. But, on the other hand, what's happening is...
I'll pay fucking $2 for a goddamn tomato.
Yeah, right. Right.
Fuck.
I'll raise you to $2.50.
Do I hear three? Let's get all the sticks out of here. $3.
Hey, you throw in a lawn chair and it's good.
I have other lawn chairs.
But what's happening is they don't. It's not a capitalist thing because they don't want to pay what the market will bear, what the market demands for that work for picking tomatoes. And here's my point: if a Mexican can take a job picking tomatoes for much less than we can, because we are factoring in that we're going to get sick from time to time, right? So we're going to have to either have insurance or go to the doctor from time to time. Whether you know it or not, when you say, "I need X amount per hour, roughly, in order to survive," that's what you're doing. You're figuring that in. Okay, we need to, I have a wife and some kids, so, that's Pampers and, God, all this stuff that you need, right? They're not doing that. That's why they can work for so much less. The reason they're not doing that, and here's my point, is because they're expecting, and rightfully so, us to pay for it, and we are. So it's a double whammy. We are getting hit with their medical costs. We are getting hit for the cost, the real costs of raising their children, the monetary costs of raising their children. They're not figuring in that they will be responsible for these things, and these businesses are getting the difference. So it's just another way to transfer wealth from working white people in the United States to these businesses and to Mexico. I mean, not to mention Mexico, but it's to the businesses. The businesses save the money and not having to pay a decent wage. I mean, I hate the term living wage, but, what the market will bear for the work that's required.
And that's I heard money wages. Does anybody want to buy a lawn chair?
Stop it, you bastards! I will punch you in the gut!
Well, I'll tell you what, man, and it all boils down to one thing. In order for these laws to for these acts, as they call them, to pass, for that, we all know who's bringing these people in, and the Jews are bringing these people in, and the Jews always make money doing it somehow. We lose money, but these Jews make money doing it.
If this government was not trying to destroy it, I mean, hang on. If this government was trying to destroy us, how would it act differently?
Yeah, it wouldn't.
It would. If a government was trying to destroy its people, send them around the world in useless wars while it's a full accomplice in an invasion taking place at home.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is that white people still are in the system because they still feel like they have a stake in the system. They still feel like they belong to the system. But that needs to go. That needs to be utterly destroyed because the fact is that white people don't have a stake in the system except for to destroy it.
And defeat all
they want us to do is go out and spend money on ridiculous shit. This is happening, but no, why don't you watch this commercial and buy this stupid shit Paris Hilton is wearing? Yeah. That'll make you feel better. That'll make you get your mind off of it.
Well, you know...
I feel better already.
So all we need to do is get that 2% of the people to follow us. And it's, I think we're slowly doing it. You know, guys like Russ, who totally don't agree with our views, they're on board with us, though. He said to us last night, he said, you know, if there is a race war, what race am I?
Yeah.
You know, if it comes down to it, that's it. So he's being a little bit politically correct when he talks. He obviously sees a lot of what we say. And at the same time, we see what he says. You know, we know. This guy's, he's on the front lines. And
well, let me tell you, this is why I don't blame people like Russ, is because we, and not all of us have had the opportunity to hear somebody really, to speak freely as a free man.
Yep.
To speak freely. I mean, I always felt certain ways. I knew about blacks. Hell, I grew up in South Carolina. Hello, I know blacks. But I didn't know anything about Jews, but I knew there was a cause to these things that I couldn't put my finger on. But speaking to the issue of race itself, for me, it was a problem of imagination. I simply didn't understand that you could do like I was hearing on this Goyfire podcast, you know, fuck them, we don't need them, fuck them, we need separation, we demand separation, that we don't need them, they need us. You know, yeah. No colors, no Jews, we don't
they
need
all
them,
need
we'll
us.
Have some, it was a, for me, it was a... a problem of imagination in that I never saw, you know, all of my life I've been a third class citizen. You know, ever since I've been alive, I was born in 1976. Ever since I've been alive, there's been quotas, racial quotas that went against me and my kind. So I don't know any different.
On a lighter note,
that we can go back and resegregate. Go ahead.
I wanted to add that Larry Burkhead is the father of Anna Nicole Smith's babies. which means one good thing, even though it's ridiculous,
it's
all the reach that this
Jew
has gotten, that Jew Stern doesn't get that baby's money.
Yeah, thank God.
That's the most important thing about that.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we should call him and see if he can't buy us a radio station. That'd be just a thought.
Aren't you glad your dad's not a kike?
You know what's interesting is like the whole way we got in touch with Russ and everything like that, it just happened real fast and this and that. I was thinking about this the other day. How hard would it be to get a Mel Gibson, you know, or to contact him and say, hey, this is what we're doing. We don't need any direct involvement from you. Why don't you shovel, you know, a couple $1 million our way, and then we can get the word out, you know?
Well, people that invest their money want to do so into something that they think has some type of, even if they know they won't be associated with it, they want to have a good investment where they put their money. They don't want to throw it into a pit full of losers. Or were, you know, inhabited by a bunch of
what are you trying to call us, Jesus?
Well,
yeah, but, well, hold on.
No,
if,
my
if
point
Mel Gibson
is,
heard our show, he'd probably start jerking off to it, man. He'd be like,
Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Oh,
right,
hey,
on.
I already said when that Mel Gibson thing happened, I said that VNN should waste no time and we should have a we should get a fund to send him a nice a couple nice things of bubbly because that happened right that happened right around New Year's, didn't it? Where he was asking that James me if you're a Jew, right? You know, send him some alcohol. Be like, have one on us, Mel. Keep telling the truth, you know.
Yeah, we just got to get him boozed up.
It's a very good meme, too. I was sitting on a plane next to a fellow anti-Semite, and we didn't know each other at all. And we were just talking about the political situation. I said, well, what do you think about the situation? He said, well, I think Mel Gibson ought to keep drinking.
Yeah, really. Well, you know, the truth is, people, that, you know, no one's going to put their money in our pocket. This is, again, we got to do this ourselves. And one thing is for sure is that everything that, like, this broadcast here, the videos we make, it's all minimal. It costs minimal amount of money, if not free half the time, you know, like with the videos and things like that. Everybody needs to take this activism up. You know, all you people listening out there, I keep saying it, I'm like a broken record, but get on your fucking computer, start making videos. Just, you know, just emblazon some VNN forum across some TMB videos you find.
That's all it takes.
Or hell, just take video. I mean, I'm not even doing that. All I'm doing, and it's still appreciated, I've heard, just take videos and liberate them from, like, ABC News and put them on YouTube.
Absolutely. Give it, you know, to put material out there that we can use
and
to make
tell
videos.
Guys that it's there. Yeah. What we're saying is we need $5,000 by the end of the month or we're not going to broadcast anymore. Just kidding. Just kidding. Sorry,
Lothario.
Oh,
Lothario. God. Let me pack my lawn chair, you bastard.
My lawn chair business.
I'm going to punch you in the gut.
I'm going to get messages now.
Well, the truth is, I mean, seriously, though, I mean, this is... Look, people, it's the time is activism. You hear all these guys that march in the streets in group of 10 making fun of us because we're keyboard Nazis, we're this, we're that. You know what? What we're doing has such a huge impact compared to, you know, wearing a short tie and a silly uniform and marching in the streets. Like, you know, everybody, and those people who just do go on the forums and complain, I realize you're looking for that camaraderie. I've been there. But if you don't have that need to get active... For the love of God, what's the matter with you? You know what I mean? You got to do something. You got to start posting videos. You got to start making a difference. You got to start talking to everybody you meet who is the slightest bit impressionable, who you can save.
Everyone's impressionable. You just have to be the right kind of deliverer.
Right,
hey, guys.
Message.
I tend to be really good at that, I've noticed.
Excellent.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. I've been thinking about doing this. I just don't know when it's going to be a good time. I've got a big four-wheel drive diesel truck, and what I wanted to do was build like an 8-foot type billboard in the back, and I was going to paint it white and then put free rides to Mexico on it, and then just have a camera in the front of my car and just drive around and see what kind of response I got, you know? Just something funny like that. And if I could get like maybe the picture, you know, like the one Bandito where it says it's the Mexifornia driver's license or something like that, and see what happens, man.
Do you all have those type trucks? With the
oh, yeah.
Okay, because we just got those down here last year, about 6 months ago, the moving billboards, and I was just curious.
Yeah, well I've got like a 6-inch lift on my truck, and it's big as hell, so, you know,
All right, well, we also need, I look at this as a, you know, here's another thing I noticed, man. Me and Mrs. Panzerfaust notice it every day when we're driving down 295. These neighborhoods
Mrs.
like
Panzerfaust.
These neighborhoods like Cherry Hill and these
295, is that a cup of coffee?
No, he said 295.
295. but I noticed that in neighborhoods that used to be white or still appear to be white, on all the overpasses, there is just endless nigger and Mexican graffiti. And this is the kind of, you know... And you know, we don't look at it, but, you know, what the hell is to stop one of us from jumping down there and just putting www.vnnforum.com?
Or die whitey. False flag it. It works for the other guys.
Well, you saw what happened in Boston when people put that thing up with the
oh,
with the character giving the middle finger.
The light bright?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I know. Wasn't he arrested for like terrorist charges or something insane?
Yeah. For those two characters from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Ikignot and Ur. And smoke as you do so.
I love that. You know, and what's Dietrich, what do you know about is there any push to get does anybody know where we can get bumper stickers made? Not really to put on cars, but like to slap on toll booths, just to stick in public bathrooms, that kind of thing. I think that'd be a great idea.
Everything, as far as I know, and I mean, people ask me, is there any effort to do this, or what do you guys do that? I'm not trying to like single you out or anything. But I just want to like give this example. There is no, there's nothing here. It's us. Or I mean, there is something here, but it's us. It's you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to start something for everybody that's listening. I'll see what I can find. I'll work on it. I'll find a printer, somebody that'll be willing to do it. I want to make stickers that we can just, you know, slap anywhere we go and everywhere we go.
It's really easy with printers now, you know. You can just pull up a spreadsheet and just...
But it's real expensive to use inkjet printers to print things like that, unless they're small.
Very much.
You know, Avery makes those small one-inch fluorescent orange and green stickers, you know, like... what
for addresses and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I mean... That you know, you're talking about a phone booth or something. That
I'm thinking a little bit bigger. You know what I mean? Something that's okay. like maybe the size of maybe a little smaller than a bumper sticker, but something that people are actually going to be able to read from more than like, you know, 10 feet away. We should really start the activism thread in our forum is really sad how dead it is, to be honest. Everybody needs to start brainstorming, but one thing we know for sure is that the videos work. Everybody get on board. Final Solution 88, another great place. There's a lot of new budding video producers over there. You know, hats off to you guys. I've been keeping track of what you guys have been making over there. I know some of you are listening. Noop.org, we have a couple of seasoned video makers over there. Like I said, I'm a broken record. I can't hammer it enough to everybody. Get on board with this video thing. Let's just torture these fucking websites so that, you know, they, one way or another, no matter who you are, you're going to surf and you're going to find a white national video, whether you like it or not. You're going to search for booty popping and nigger rap videos. You're gonna,
I do all the time.
Poppin'.
You're just gonna trip over white nationalism. That's the way it's got to be. This
well,
is what you got to do.
Well, even, like, another thing with the rap videos that Chain and I are doing, I changed my title. Right, say like I did one to "This Is Why It's Hot," and I changed the title to "Official Video" at the end of it, I got average of 60 views before that. And in the past 24 hours, I got over 160 views on that one.
Right, wow. And the dozens and dozens of videos that adds up. I mean, I dare say, what would y'all guess? Like, as far as any type of "No Jews, Just Right" message, or any type of white nationalist message. As far as what would be like the total amount of views or different people, I would say probably around 100,000 or so people have seen some type of white nationalist message from YouTube videos.
Oh, at least.
Well, I have like 1,100 views total on my videos,
right.
And I've been doing them for like a week.
Right. So the point
like
is, when's the last time somebody got 100,000 flyers into someone's hand? And, I mean, if something as powerful as a moving picture, you know, you can bitch about Mexicans all day long, but to show them shitting in a flower pot behind George W. Bush saying that we need to match willing workers with willing employers, that gets into priceless territory right there.
I was gonna say,
you know what we could do is like take one day in a month and just go to all the writer truck rental places and just spray paint govnn.com on all of them and see what the fucking kikes think about that. Oh, we can't write in that. Oh,
we can't put our children in the anti-Semitic trucks.
How am I going to put my launch in and out? It's what I like to say is with the videos and everything. You said, Dietrich, you know, you can bitch all you want, but if you have video proof of it, you know, it's a way different story. It's like if you ever had a teacher in school, one lectures, okay, and one shows you videos, has you do group activities and everything, which one are you going to really learn more from and enjoy more?
Absolutely.
You know, it's clear. Make these fucking videos.
Yeah.
It doesn't take anything.
And brainstorm, indeed. I think that's a great idea. Just engage your mind. Once you start thinking of, yeah, could we do that, you know, or could we do that, just start brainstorming. And it's amazing what you can come up with. I mean, look, you know, the Jews have been brainstorming on how to Jew our societies from time immemorial. Look what they've come up with.
Yeah, but I stay up late at night thinking about ways, different things to do with video. And Che and I go back and forth on Skype, like, okay, well, let's do this. And then he'll have another idea about blogs, about famous people, the whole thing is trash talk, and we just go back and forth on all these ideas, and we need more minds too.
Yeah, we're only a handful. That's the real problem. Is if we had a dozen or more people doing this, we could. I mean, I'm going to my account right now. You know, Chain found this Amy Winehouse video, who's this filthy Jewess who we've been talking about for, you know, a week or so. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, and you know, she basically, it's a music video with this Jew girl talking about, you know, being a drug addict and hanging out with niggers in a crack house.
And not wanting to fix it.
Right, and the general public looks at her as a white girl, plain and simple.
Yeah.
Because they don't realize that she's a Jewess. We realize she's a Jewess. So Chain gives me the video. I took it. I put some text on top of it explaining that this is a Jew and this is what they want white people to believe. Here it is, man. 1,500 views. I posted it April 4th.
Wow.
At 8:44 p.m., it has 1,512 views.
Right.
And yeah, it gets a lot of shitful comments, but whatever, man. The people watch it. My Got Mexicans video, I posted it the same day, April 4th. 699 views.
I liked Mark's idea for Blast Friday's Free Talk Live. I have a short clip here.
Hey, I've got an idea. What if you get away with this? Is you just strolling down the street and every white guy you see just kick him as hard as you fucking could in the nuts and then go, "That's from Israel."
That's pure genius right there.
And here we are. This is Free Talk Live, coast to coast, kicking you in the nuts. Kicking you in the
coast
nuts
to coast,
for Israel.
Kicking you in the nuts.
Thanks.
Oh, you know. Actually, to add to that, imagine doing that and then sticking a sticker "Go be an ant" on their chest. You know, boom!
On their forehead, so everybody else sees it.
Yeah.
You know, you can be really creative with the stickers, too. I saw one, I got a photograph of one that, it's a, you know, the little balloon in your Windows XP system tray, like when you install a new device or something, there's a balloon that pops up, like if you put a USB mouse or something in. And that little it was a balloon like that, and it says, "Your new world order is ready to install," or like attached and ready to install, or something like that. That was pretty cool.
You know, it's amazing. You know what? Another good thing
I'll
with
post
the
that
videos
to the forum
is
right now. Sorry.
Another thing on the on the videos is find Justin Timberlake videos and just put BNNforum.com on it.
That's it.
All throughout it. Because he gets 2 million, 4 million views on his music videos on YouTube. You know,
Jesus Christ. We gotta
get together, we gotta think about these things, you know, collectively, and start pumping these out. It doesn't take much at all.
No, it takes.
You know,
it
takes more energy to bitch and moan about it nonstop on the forum than go and do a stupid little video like that.
Right, and you know, when the real here's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is for all of us to wake up on a Wednesday morning, to all get on Skype and have a conference call and say, okay, today we're going to take this piece of material that Dietrich found with the man handing his 2-year-old, the nigger handing his 2-year-old an AK to play with, and we're all going to make a video about it, or we're all going to make 2 videos about it, and, you know, bam, we post it.
I don't know. Okay. I think we're better off just having it kind of decentralized, and that's why I wanted to do that.
But we could do both.
Video remix at VodPod, because that way you can. You know, if you see something that, you know, you'll say you're working on something else, or you might see sometime in the future you might want to do something with this video, but you don't have time right now, or you're doing something else right now, you post it to the pod, and then everyone else can see it, and they can do something with it, or you post your own to do something around.
You know? Yeah, just like the raw footage, you know, have a library of just raw footage and audio.
Yeah, that's right. That's what videoremix.vodpod.com is for, right?
Yes.
Okay, everybody write that down. Videoremix.vodpod.com.
Also, it's just really useful to get a Vodpod account because what's cool about it is that they can play videos from all over, from, like, they can play videos from all of the services, like LiveLeak and all this other stuff. Actually, this is a video I found. Check this out. This is one I found from YouTube today that I wouldn't, like, post on VNN, and I wouldn't, but this is good for us to have.
Brothers and sisters, in researching this film, there have been some disturbing assertions,
some misconceptions,
some half-truths,
some outright lies.
So we felt the need to set the record straight.
Some of you have said
more black men,
18 to 24,
are in jail,
that are in college.
Some of you have said
one out of two
black men
does not graduate high school.
Some of you have...
And we'll see, I probably just dumped everybody out of the call. I hope I didn't do it by that. Yeah. We'll have everybody back momentarily. Actually, this would be a good time. This would be an ideal time to do a break. This is Dietrich. We're on the inaugural Tuesday edition of VNN's Free Talk Live. We have Tony, All the Path to Truth from the Forum. We have Panzerfaust, Mark, and Masher. Everybody on the forum. So let me spin a song real quick, and we'll be just right back in no time.
Free your mind of its alleged thought crimes with Vanguard Radio.
Good evening. We're back with the Tuesday edition of VNN's Free Talk Live. Oh, okay. Got everybody back, and we are ready for some... Actually, did we ever... I haven't checked the forum. Did we ever get any feedback on who did the crowd like? Whose T&B story did the crowd...
We were all a little ill-prepared, obviously. You know, we'll make sure to make it... We'll make it a lot better for you next time. We just kind of got thrown off because we decided to bring Russ on. I mean, that was late last night, like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's for the energy.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, we could... You could also definitely, when you do the post, just do a poll and say who's... Make the Free Talk Live post as a poll and say... And ask whose story do you like the most before the stories are read. You know, and that way you could... Or I actually like the idea of you were saying, well, here's a Mexican that fried up his puppy and gave it to his girlfriend, and that beats a queen of hearts, you know, playing it like poker.
Oh, yeah, I mean we were thinking of doing that way, but then it gets to the point where we have so many.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
man. The whole idea of people is that we're just trying to drive awareness to our local areas. Like, that's why I went off about Jersey and Trenton and all that shit. You know, people need to understand what the Jew is doing and how they're using the niggers against us. And you know, for people that don't know Jersey and want to see Camden, Jim in Colorado just posted the Camden, New Jersey video. Up on the show thread again.
Camden.
You know, Theseus, before we go, can you click on that so we can hear the good show?
Yeah, I will do. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going. I'll find it.
Okay. Yeah, it's on the show thread.
Right.
It's the last post.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna give us some closing words here, because it is getting kind of late and it's probably time to wrap it up. These things are all important. You know, we brought Rux on here. He doesn't bug issue, because he's standing for the truth about Mexicans and about the problems we face with rape and kill. They're a problem. So we need, you know, if people like him don't agree with us 100%, it doesn't matter. You know, we need to understand that his voice is important too. Excuse me. And I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Please consider making videos. Please consider contacting myself, Chain, Masher, Tony, a.k.a. On the Path to Truth, Mark and Callie, for any help you might need with putting videos together. We have Mac and PC users that are we're all pretty knowledgeable at this point on how to do it. And, you know, give us some...
Go ahead.
give us some feedback on the show. I know we had all these technical problems. Thanks for hanging in with us.
We will definitely smooth that out.
Yeah, we'll make sure next time that it's not so bad. We'd like to get Russ on here. We're going to have him do our immigration report. I talked to him off when we were during a break on the show, and he said he's willing to come in every week and do an immigration report for us, which is great.
And, Jesus, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is. And we want you know we people that have never talked on Free Talk Live that have a lot to say. There's a lot of you out there that post that are super intelligent, obviously. Call in. You know, there's a lot of you smarter than us. That's obvious.
Right. The thing about Russ is that it's still our job to explain the Jewish cause of these things.
Absolutely.
We know what's happening. He knows what's actually going on there on the ground in the border, but where the decisions are actually being made are in the halls or in the smoke-filled rooms, so to speak. And it ain't the corporations. I'll tell you that. It ain't the corporations, because if it was the corporations, they would want basically a white America, a strong white America with the manufacturing here. It wouldn't be such a race to the bottom. But here's this New Jersey thing. It starts off with a gas station attendant trying to sell the camera person crack.
It's a long way to learn to you, man. You go like that. Man, you be in the clouds, man. And then you go have that little sweat on you, man. I'm going to tell you, you need a fucking sledgehammer to crack this motherfucker right here.
Everywhere.
Oh yeah. It is
part of the public works. Crack house.
No, he didn't say crack out. He said crack house.
Everybody sing along.
Camden, New Jersey.
Thank you guys. You're such bags. I can't believe it.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, all the people listen to this song. Healthy mothers, healthy babies, healthy start. Dr. Martin Luther King, drive, run!
Camden will succeed.
Yeah, Camden will succeed. At what? We don't know.
Selling drugs?
Oh, my God. Man. It looks like Lebanon on a bad year. Beirut, downtown Beirut, maybe. And on this, it's bombed out, depleted. Pumpkins in the middle of the road.
You know what would be awesome? Is if you could Photoshop the Mexican shit in the pot in that video.
It's already done.
No big shot. No, I can't remember who it was, but somebody on the floor called this wanted nigger clap along music, and that is the perfect description. Nigger clap along music. Man. I
wonder if they play it in the Baptist churches in Camden.
They took it off the website. It used to be on the website for the town. It's not there anymore. I guess too many people make fun of it. Bullet holes in the walls. Still there. Can you guys hear me?
Right now. Yeah. Automatic weapons. Bullet holes everywhere. Camden. Oh, man.
I mean, that really is right. It's the perfect word to describe it.
And that's what happens. I mean, New Jersey. I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm
sorry. New Jersey.
I went overboard with my closing statements. Everybody, just get involved. If you need support, if you need help, you know who to reach. And please, all people who have the ability to broadcast, and even if, you know, obviously we're not gurus at this, you know, get involved, broadcast. We need more people. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Even if you just want to record something and play it before the shows, fine. whatever it may be, get on this radio. You know, we're now the four days a week. TWB all week long is what we're shooting for. So at that note, I'll leave it to you guys. Go ahead, Mark. Your turn.
GoBNN.com.
www. I sell lawnchairs.com.
I don't know. I got to be honest. I have so much fun just bullshitting with you guys. I mean, yesterday we talked for hours and shit, and then this morning I woke up with a hangover because of it. Didn't appreciate that. But
you woke up with a hangover like just from talking?
You're very welcome.
Well, no, because they get me all excited and riled up, so I'm fucking smoking cigarettes, having a beer. Next thing I know, I had six of them, and there you go. You know, shit, man. Woke up next to some fucking mooly sitting there. Hey, how you doing? You know what? Everything, like tonight's show was our first show. I thought we did pretty good. We started off slow, but it was a lot of fun, and hopefully, I mean, we're adding all to the mix. I mean, it would just be great, like Mark said, is we just need to get more people involved, you know. People need to call in. I'm sick and tired of, you know, hearing the same fuckers talk, because even though I love you guys, but, I mean, it would be great to get on the other shows, like the Wednesday show, your show, Dietrich. I mean, it's like, you know, people should be calling in. So, but I think we're definitely having some effect, because we got some DOS attacks. Didn't you get DOS attacked on Friday?
I haven't heard anything about that. It could have been hardware, actually. I'd never heard anything more about that, and I'd like to ask Stan for the server logs, or at least a small snippet of them, so as to see what was going on at that time.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't actually know what was going on at that time. But, no, I mean, I think we're having an effect because we have a little bit more listenership every week. So, you know, my whole thing right now is just that for my broadcast on Friday nights, I'm not even really concerned with how many or few people listen right now. I'm just concerned about practicing. Now, when I get something I can actually be kind of proud of, and when I get my concept down, I would be glad to encourage people to burn it to CD and or, you know, have other people listen. But you know that can be done right now if you want to. But you know, my thing right now is I'm just trying to get better at what I'm doing, get more practice in, and you know, and I'm still new to the movement, so I'm still thinking things out and you know, taking baby steps and naming the Jew. But you know, it's a type of the camaraderie of truth is something to behold. It's not like sitting around watching Negaball. This is, you know, politics. Politics is not polite conversation, right? It's the way to rebel. You know.
Yeah.
No tattoos. Tattoos and earrings aren't. You know, that's not rebelling.
And if I could say, I'm going to try and do my best to possibly find another Rust person every week for our show if we can. You know, I mean, the more, the crossing of lines like that we can do, the better. You know, because I think he understood our message. And, you know, he's not 100% with us. And I think someone has to do with he just worried about mentioning the Jew, because, you know, you mention the Jew, they come and attack you. You know,
Jesus, they're already attacking him.
Yeah, the poor fucking guy's getting attacked left and right.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there. Yeah, I mean, he's already getting attacked by the Jews. I mean, it's funny. I had the same experience, not to that extent. They didn't put my picture and stuff up on their websites and call me one of the top haters or anything. Although, Mr. D's, I am looking for that. You know, I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be fulfilled in my life until I'm one of, like, the top 40 haters. So, you know, chop chop. That's Dietrich Mullis, 5212 in Melbourne Beach, Florida. Okay, so, like, you know, come on. Get me up there.
Real quick, and I just want to invite everybody back next Tuesday. Please, everybody, we'll make sure that's not so technically fucked up if possible. Thanks for listening tonight. I promise it's the last time I'm gonna open my mouth. But everybody come back next week. You know, this is our first show. We're gonna pick it up next week big time. And we really appreciate
tell your friends, tell your friends, tell your family, get everybody listening. We'll be here next week.
Hell, tell a Jew.
Get your grandma involved. Kick somebody in the nuts.
Tell him it's from Israel.
You gotta help me. This free talk live is really starting to irritate my bowels.